What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, July 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And back from a three-day weekend, it is Jason William Bishop.
What's up?
He back.
How'd you enjoy your 3 days?
Probably as much as you enjoyed your 2 days. I mean, it was fine.
Oh, no. 3 days, that's... it's a big weekend, man. It feels good.
It's 33.3% more.
It goes by quick.
I think that's right.
I think it's 50% more.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not a math guy. I'm a tingle guy. We all know this. It's been documented.
I'm sure he didn't enjoy it when he shipped me $20 for Scotty Scheffler.
Oh,
I was the first one to pay you.
Ship you 20 because it was double up. Oh, bitter.
Trav just handed you the money. Like, why wouldn't you pick Scheffler number one?
I didn't see the money.
No, I mean. By not picking Scheffler number one.
I mean, all I could think about was how he must be kicking himself.
He's ruining the day.
I mean, he just handed you the money.
No, it was actually a stroke of genius on my part.
Well, I guarantee he won't do that again.
The number one ranked player in the world.
If he has the number one pick next year in the Masters.
Oh, I'd do it again in a second.
I bet you won't.
Pick Scotty Scheffler. He's the most boring person in the world.
You're always just going to fade him?
Do it again tomorrow.
A perma fade on Scheff. You know what?
Thank God. He's always passing on him.
You care more about a guy being boring than winning money?
I care about my pride more than $20.
All right, I'm sized for $20.
It's like $160.
Being bored doesn't affect your pride.
I'm sized for the $20. You can take John Rahm every draft.
Yeah.
We'll just swap every time.
I didn't even think about it once.
Yeah.
Well, I'm right, sized. You're paid.
Thank you. Sized cakes.
I'll get Venmo to cash.
I'm out. This is my last one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. This is my last one.
You've withdrawn.
Well, no, it's stupid.
You're WD.
No, it's stupid. If you don't have one, two, or three, you're screwed.
I tend to agree with you.
Right now, when Scotty's on a heater,
hold on, Matt.
Well, we said we could change the rules to his rules.
I had the idea of changing the rules, and you guys were all against it.
I know, but we couldn't
do
it.
I'm not against it. I'm for it.
We couldn't do it.
And by the way, you would have won if we had gone by those
rules. Oh, really? Because I had consistency.
You would have had 23 total points. He had 24. Because your guys finished 6 and 17.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I know, but we couldn't do it in the middle of a rule change in the middle of the major season.
Well, let's do the rule change next year then.
If there's no rule change, I'm out. Okay. Last one.
I don't care.
Just $20 in Venmo. Just ship it.
Ship the chips.
Hey, Drabby can pick whoever he wants.
Why is he considered so boring and Tiger wasn't when they're kind of the same? I know this is a much shorter period of time, but they're kind of the same. Dominant players.
No, first of all, he's not as dominant as Tiger, but...
No, but during this stretch he is. I heard this morning he's been in the top 10 in like 80% of his tournaments in the last 5 years.
I know, but if you look... But Tiger's dominant, so it was just next level. But it nevertheless, I'll let you get away with that. The emotion that Tiger shared on the golf course, the fist pumps... The fist pumps. It's beyond that.
But you always said he had a boring personality.
Off the course.
Yeah.
But the...
It's a completely different style of golf.
The aggressive shots he would take. Scotty will play safe. Mm-hmm. He'll try some crazy thing over the... You know, all... Just the crazy... Shots that Tiger would attempt and make.
It's
and
a smaller sample size, but he's in a dominant level, much like Tiger. Now, Tiger's was over... 11 years.
And remember, Tiger was winning by
when
12
he was winning.
And 15 strokes in some of these.
Yeah.
Like four strokes is not winning. Four strokes is not the same as 12 and 15.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the tour is much tougher now than it was when Tiger was dominating.
It's much tougher. I don't want to diminish Scotty, but Tiger's on a sacred ground here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think Scheff's going to equal the total number of wins.
He actually
and
might
majors.
Because he's not going to injure himself a million times and crash his car a million times and take a million painkillers.
Tiger's at 15 majors, right?
Yeah.
And he won 14 in an 11-year span?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think he won 14 in an 11-year span.
Yeah, then he won his 15th and 19th.
Yeah, that was the outlier. Yeah. But his dominance really was 11 years.
Well, it should have been much longer.
Scheffler's won how many now?
Four.
Four.
Four. Yeah. And you know, we've seen this. McIlroy had a little stretch.
Did you see the stat from 1 to 4 is the exact amount of days?
Like 1,157 days.
Something like that. It's crazy how random that is.
But I mean, we saw this with Brooks Koepka had his little you know, era of dominance.
Well, even Rory had a little moment.
Rory had it. Justin Spieth had it.
Yeah, but I think
Scott. Jordan Spieth.
I think Scott. Sorry. I think Scotty's built different, and I do think he just grinds, and we'll see. But
I mean, he gets compared to Tiger now because of how dominant he is against this tour. That's true.
The way Tiger
played, I think he's going to win 15 majors? No, but he might win 8 or 9. Or
Tiger
10.
Dominated everything from junior golf throughout professional golf. Yeah. It truly derailed his own career, almost kind of like. RG3. RG3 should have had such a better career.
He was a self-saboteur, Tiger
Woods. I almost think of Tiger's career in disappointing terms. Just the way the last 15 years have gone. What a sad state. But Scotty,
I know who the better person is.
I don't think that's close.
That's not
Scotty
even close.
Scotty is but I also get kind of tired of Scotty throwing that in my face, like how important is, of course, family is more important than golf.
That makes upsets you.
It upsets me a little bit because there's nothing upsetting about him, right? He's such a nice person, but it's like, you don't have to say it every press conference. I get it. Like, no matter what you do in life, your family's more important.
Sure.
No matter what you do in life, your family's more important. No matter what you do in life, your family's more important. He doesn't have to keep saying it a million times.
Jeez, man,
there's a lot of anti-Scheffler today.
Jeez. I'm kind of with you. I didn't even hear you do that, but it's redundant.
You're all the time. I said, I get it. You're holier than thou a little bit. It rubs you a little bit the wrong way because it's like every week now.
Yeah.
And believe me, I come from a religious family. I consider myself a religious person. It's just crazy. It's too much.
But I heard one of these golf experts compare what Scotty's done during this stretch. So it's only 4 majors, but he's winning basically 33% of the time this season, right? I think in his last 32 tournaments, he's won 11 of them, and he finishes top 10 all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's great. He's a great player. People don't like his personality. All right, he's boring. Okay. I'm not going to disagree with that, but he's a great player.
Well, let's be honest. Most golfers are boring.
Yeah. Xander Schauffele not boring?
No, I think that's fair. I think most of them aren't. And that's why Tiger was such an outlier.
Is Harris English, is he exciting to watch?
No.
No, no, no.
I can answer that. No.
Yeah. No, no.
But I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
I don't watch golf for their personalities. I mean, that's the last thing
I watch. Tiger just took it next level.
Yeah. I would agree.
But I also do, I coined the phrase, I get sized for greatness. And so as much as Scotty is boring and some of his stuff in these pressers, I roll my eyes. I love to see dominance. I actually love it.
Yeah. Well, especially when you net $140.
Yeah. So I, go keep winning.
Kenny was gifted it because the top pick wasn't Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, but you know what? Drab is standing on principle. I appreciate that. He just won't take the most boring guy on the planet.
I'll take Drab at his word that he never second-guessed himself, but it's hard for me to imagine that. But I'll take you at your word. But it's hard for me to imagine that because I like money. Like, who doesn't like money?
I guess. I mean, I saw the score update on Saturday night or whatever it was. We had a 6-shot leader, and I go, all right, whatever. Yeah. I just didn't care. I don't care about Scottie Scheffler. He's so boring.
Didn't move you.
Go to watch his 18th putt over and over again where he doesn't his caddy shows 10 times more emotion than him. I hate Scottie Scheffler. Ruined any enjoyment of the majors.
He's a thief of joy
casuals,
for you.
You guys love golf. For casuals, he's completely torpedoed it.
I don't know. For those of us that are in golf, he's actually kind of saved it a little bit because I like dominance, and he's dominating. So I think it's kind of cool. Trying to take down the king.
He's not as much fun as Rory. Like, if Rory was in the lead, I probably would have checked it out. I didn't check out one stroke.
The most exciting guy to me is Bryson. Bryson, to me, is the biggest character.
He'd be another one.
He's the biggest character. Rory's okay, too, but Rory's got a little whiny quality to him also that I find annoying. Although, so does Bryson. Bryson's actually incredibly whiny.
Or
if
Sergio was in the lead. I know he broke a driver.
Baby too. He's a big baby.
I mean, people love Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler is...
Ricky's really cool. He's just mediocre relative to everyone.
He's just boring, though.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I'm just a nice guy.
His attire is way more interesting than him.
If that's all you're looking for from a golfer is fist pumps and...
But
screaming out loud. I mean,
but I actually was thinking to myself, like,
you're not going to get it from them.
How I'm not missing Tiger anymore. Like, these great players are replacing him. And so, yeah, I don't know. I loved it. I watched a ton of it. I guess JP didn't watch any.
You got Guess and Cakes didn't watch any.
Zero.
Did you watch a stroke?
It does nothing for me.
Yeah, I didn't watch a stroke
either.
Yeah, I mean,
it just literally does less than zero for me.
I checked in via highlights on SportsCenter, and then I saw that he was winning by a ton.
I mean, I saw Scheffler's kid trying to walk up and celebrate, and the tournament official picked him up on the green. That's the extent of what
and
I saw.
And even that, again, that even makes me roll my eyes because we're all that way with our kids, all of us. You know, he's not special. He's not a special dad. He's just like all of us. Do you know what I mean?
And some Scheffler venom.
I'm kind of with you.
I'm not a special dad.
I hadn't followed
it. You're not a special dad. But you're not a special dad.
What you're
dad.
Saying makes sense.
He's not a special dad. We're all just dads that love our kids and, you know, want our kids to have everything. I don't know. It's a little much. But
it's a little bit of a try hard.
I don't think he's trying hard. He's just being himself.
I mean, if his family's out there on the green when he makes a winning
putt.
His
wife seems like she's incredibly sweet.
He's gonna go hug his wife and kid.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't do it?
So Graham McDowell was quoted as saying, he was kind of bitter. Some of the guys, like the vets, are a little bitter. They're like, this guy's acting like he's bored of winning. Like, I mean, what's wrong with you? Like, you realize how lucky you are in a sense? Like, obviously you work hard, but like you're bored of winning.
Are you talking about from his press conference last week?
Well, no, from like last week.
Yeah.
He kind of reiterated those concepts, but he's like, you know, we're slaving. We're working just as hard as you. We can't win them. And you're, you know, it's rubbed some people the wrong way. But
that's just his personality. Like Drab said, he's a boring person.
That's the way he's wired.
He's not going to get overly excited.
Graham
when
McDowell
he wins.
Can shut up. I mean, why does it affect him what Scottie Scheffler says and how he feels about the sport?
I think he's just saying some people took it the wrong way. Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, whatever.
He's asked about golf and like how it relates to his life. He's just answering the question.
I actually can relate
probably,
to it.
He's probably annoyed by answering a billion golf questions.
Oh, they all ask him the
every
same question.
Pressure,
they
every
the
single
question. But they all do that, dude. They all, you know.
They ask him the same questions.
Yeah. And I actually agree with the sentiment. Like, I find life can be very somewhat depressing when you look forward to something and then that great something happens and then a minute later it's gone and then you're back to... You got to change the diapers. You got to fix the toilet. You got to clean your butt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing is ever as awesome as you anticipate it to be. I can actually relate to that a lot.
I mean, he's just a family guy. He's great at what he does. Is he exciting to watch? I mean, if you're a golfer, I think he is. But in terms of his personality, no. But, I mean, the fact that he can put freaking balls pin high on every green is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous
now his what control, he does. His ball, and especially relative to how atrocious his swing is from a fundamental standpoint.
Right. I mean, his feet moving all over the place.
But it just shows you, just swing your swing, Shorty. He's doing it.
All right, if you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. Coming up next, politics and stadium. They intersect once again. A little bit later in the show, Jason Sobel is going to join us as we talk about Scottie Scheffler's dominance. Also, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. The Commanders rookies reported on Friday. They start training camp tomorrow is when veterans report. And I believe on Friday or Saturday, they'll have their first practice open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday marked 2 years since we had our Burgundy and Sold party.
Ah,
that was a huge, huge
it's been
day.
2 years,
that was a huge tournament. By. That was 2 years ago. Nuh-uh.
Cakes. July 20th.
2 years ago.
Cakes. 2023.
Just start digging a grave. It's over. Life's flying by.
Get my funeral card ready.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, Josh bought the team right before the season started.
Yeah.
Then he had to deal with Rivera for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then he whacked him, and then the new era began. But yeah, it's been 2 years.
That's pretty insane.
You
it's
and I
been
are
2 years.
Are you going to the happy hour tonight?
Yeah, it's right in the teeth of like traffic time. I don't know when I should head out to Ashburn.
We're gonna be hanging out with Dan Quinn and Adam Peters tonight.
Very good. You're gonna have a 5 or 10 minute convo with Coach Quinn.
Probably.
Because you guys are seagulls. You have that in common.
I think it's 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, it is.
Did you went with cakes last time? Did you stay like the whole time? Did you go early? What'd you do?
Oh, I was early.
I got there maybe 15 minutes before.
I didn't stay the whole time. I probably stayed an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. I mean, traffic's going to be just brutal for you. But
I don't know. I'll put it in ways. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Get there by 5:30.
Yeah, you should be fine.
I would think so.
Well, then going back is going to be tough too. But.
No hacky Terry McLaurin questions. You just can't.
I didn't ask one football question when I talked to him last year.
You know what? I'm sure he appreciated
I talked about life.
I mean, I talked to him for 3 seconds, so I didn't talk to him about really anything.
So, it's fine. I think the last thing they want to talk about is football.
I understand.
You won't talk to him about Trump, will you?
No.
Because we have to do it now. So the big story is Donald Trump on Truth Social sent out a couple of messages. The first one was the Washington whatevers
should immediately
change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the 6 original baseball teams with a storied past, are great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done. What'd you make of it?
I mean, it's just weird that a name that the team was basically forced to change a few years ago. Now the pendulum has swung all the way in the other direction where the leader of the free world is trying to get them to change their name back to Redskins. It's just bizarre.
I hate that this has come up, and I'll just preface it all by saying I'm a Trump guy, like in Montgomery County, probably the only one. In D.C., probably the only one. So I hate to bring that up because I know people hate him, but I don't care. I like him. He's talking trash here. You can't do this. It's not going to happen. The Harris Group has no desire to do. They're not going to do this, guys. This is just a waste of everyone's breath and time. I wish they never changed it, but you know my position on this. The money spoke. They pulled the advertising. I don't see a scenario. I don't care what Mike Florio thinks. I don't see a scenario where Josh Harris's group, and how many partners does he have? 17 partners
20.
Or so.
A lot. Yeah.
That they're going to put their money up, like change it back, and then when the political winds change again, be vulnerable to another protest and boycott, and then potentially, you know, lose tens of millions of dollars in advertiser money again. Trump's talking trash. He makes me laugh. This is not going to happen. This is a waste of everyone's breath. It's just not. I wish it never changed. The name Commanders is brutal. Redskins is not offensive. There's zero intent to offend, but the small minority has been loud, and then they've managed to pull these boycotts, and it's over. We lost. It's over.
It, to me, without getting too political, it just felt like a guy who's trying to get your eyes off of the main topic, and it's bluster. He can't do anything about it. If he had to do something about it, it would take a lot of time. The district has the land right now.
He's not going to do anything. He's talking trash.
Exactly.
This is a classic bluff. No,
he's just
sitting there
on the toilet just trolling. He can't. He's not going to make this happen. Even if he could, he's not. It's not going to happen. And I don't even think for a second the Harris Group honestly want it to happen.
They don't want to.
When Josh Harris went to the podium and said, this is what I knew is never going to go back. We're not going to go back to the Redskins because of obvious reasons. That told me he thinks it's offensive on some level.
Yeah, so I believe Josh Harris. I don't believe Josh Harris.
I'm like, Josh Harris doesn't even want to change it.
Well, here's an
another
interesting
obvious reason is for money. I think that you could read that into it too. Like we're going to lose an S ton of money if we change the name back.
Well, here's an interesting perspective.
How would they lose money?
Well, sponsors that might
if
have
they
an
lose
issue,
their
issue
sponsors,
with the name.
Yeah, potentially, right.
Stuff like that.
Right.
Here's an interesting perspective from the Cleveland Guardians, president of baseball operations. Mm-hmm. His name's Chris Antonetti.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Indians changed their name to the Guardians in 2021. Before that, they retired Chief Wahoo.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 2 or 3 year process for them to change their name to Guardians. He said, we understand there are different perspectives on the decision we made a few years ago, but obviously it's a decision we made. We've got the opportunity to build a brand as the Guardians over the last 4 years. I'm excited about the future that's in front of us. The Commanders have built a brand. Like it or not, if you look at the numbers, more and more people are coming around to Commanders. Well, I don't know if that necessarily why. People love it.
It's because of Jaden Daniels. Yeah. If Jaden Daniels hadn't shown up on the scene, then I think a lot of people would be like, the name's kind of blah, not into it. But the fact that Jaden Daniels has turned the team around in one season, that has people buying more into the name.
I put this up as our Surfside poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. We love Surfside. Iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. You can get them in liquor stores, convenient variety, 8-packs. Go get your Surfsides. And there are three options. Do you want the Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins? Yes, no, don't care, over it. Right now, it's just early voting. Only 61% say yes.
Still a pretty big
still
number.
The majority.
It's the majority, but
it's not overwhelming.
There's a good portion of people that are just over it and don't care, and then there's some that don't want it, that want them to remain the Commanders.
JP, it's 61 to 14 to 24. It's overwhelming support. You have three choices.
No, it's 61 to 39 if you combine the two, is what I'm saying.
It might be higher by the end of the day.
Might be.
Might be 78, 80%.
And listen, I don't care if it was 80%. It's all, and believe me, I wish they never had changed it. But the money has spoken. The blueprint is there. When they change it, and the next couple groups will be offended or whatever, and then you'll be vulnerable to advertisers pulling, and then you're screwed. And then you have to change it back again. They're not going to do it. It'd be fiscally irresponsible for them to actually change it to their other owners.
If you want to chime in,
it ain't happening.
800-636-1067. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Do you think this moves the ball? The Sabahs of the world are going to be fired up.
I agree. It's not happening. But what it does do is it gives the graspers that think there's a potential of it happening, it keeps that door open a crack. Mm-hmm. That they think, now Redskins is coming back because President Trump is threatening to withhold the land. Mm-hmm. If Josh
Which he's
Harris
also
company,
not going
to
do.
That's not going to happen.
He's not going to withhold the
it's
land.
It's called a bluff, everybody.
He's talking trash.
His second statement later in the day was, my statement on the Washington Redskins is totally blown up, but only in a very positive way. I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable, and the deal would be more exciting for everyone.
He's just talking out of his butt.
He does it. And by the way, he does this a lot.
He's interjecting himself into a situation where, frankly, he doesn't really belong.
Well, also, I think he knows. I think he's just throwing stuff out there for fun. He's humoring himself. It's not. It's just. It's a waste. When I saw that yesterday, I was so sad. I was like, we're going to waste the show on this now.
Of course we are.
I was so sad when I saw it.
I think the complete opposite. I think if there's one person that's a wild card enough to do something like this, this is how everything he does starts. He just throws random stuff out on through social. It gets momentum, and then he actually does do it. This is the stuff he does do.
He's not going to do it.
It doesn't. It's going to hold up. They may not change the name back to Redskins, but he definitely is in the cards of him getting involved and trying to take the lease back. Is in play and them not getting the stadium.
I think it's unlikely he would really interject himself.
Well, if that were the case,
but this
Harris,
Eric, he's done this a million times. He said he throws these things out.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm willing to bet on it. Because we could debate it till we're blue in the face. I don't think he's going to do it. He's bluffing. He's literally bluffing.
Totally
just like he says he's going to fire.
Why do you think he fired off the
Powell.
Second one?
What?
Why do you think he fired?
Because
off
Because he gets off on the
exactly. Everyone was
he
so
gets
excited
off on the attention. And believe me, I'm a huge Trump guy, as much as people hate that. I'm sorry. I don't care. You hate it. But I also understand him. He's just talking trash. It's not going to move anything, especially, Drab, when the owners have zero inclination deep down to go back. I believe Josh Harris, and I think he's wrong, I think he thinks it's appropriate. It probably should have changed. And I think he's wrong. But I think he believes that. So I don't think there's a world where Josh Harris goes back to Redskins.
They've made a mission to talk about Commanders. Whenever they bring in a player, he's a commander.
They over-talk about it.
Yes. Yeah. It's
annoying. And that, by the way, that's also annoying.
But they're building their brand.
I understand what they're doing.
They're leaning in.
But they're doing it.
They are absolutely leaning in.
And if Trump were to take away the lease or whatever,
they'll just go to Maryland.
He would just say, I have suitors in Maryland and Virginia.
I also agree with that.
And you know what?
If he did do it, which I don't think he will. If he did do it, I think he's just threatening. If he did do it, they'll just go to Maryland. That's how I know. Yeah.
Remember, there's all kinds of theories that people think Josh really doesn't want to move down there.
I don't believe that, by the way.
I believe he does.
Florio theory that they actually do want Redskins to come back, and Harris is using it all this to gain momentum so he can switch it. Just like the Cooley photo the other day where the commander's account wishes him happy birthday with the Native American Redskins helmet prominently featured. Mm-hmm. They do this all the time now. Mm-hmm. Whatever you call it, a balloon.
They're trying to thread the needle and please both crowds. This is what they're doing.
Well, I know, but JP's saying they're all in on commanders all the time. They dabble with Redskins plenty.
They do because they're trying to appease the old school people and put those photos out and sprinkle the logo in so they're trying to appease people like me.
Correct.
But they're not going to change it. It's just, I don't think Josh Harris, I think he thinks it's offensive.
I believe Harris when he says he thinks it's offensive.
When he said for obvious reasons, to me, that told me he thinks it's offensive, which I think he's wrong because there's zero intent to offend, but that's fine. I lost the argument. The money spoke.
Look, I'm in the offensive column. Mike Wise was that way, but I'm a person who, if you called, my family, I'm first generation born here, by names that I think are derogatory, I wouldn't like it. But I'm in the minority.
Right.
But I don't think it's an invalid opinion.
I also think it's okay to be offended. In other words, the example I gave is, and I wrote about this years ago, and I hate talking about it, but like my mother thinks strip clubs are offensive. But that doesn't mean that all strip clubs should be closed down because old ladies think they're offensive.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's just whatever.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But as you've said many times, the market spoke.
The market spoke.
And
that's what I will say.
In my opinion, he doesn't want to deal with it.
I don't think he wants to deal with it either. It's a huge can of worms, and it makes them super vulnerable when the political winds swing back. Because they're going to swing back. Because it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Of course, this is so right versus left.
Yeah.
It's all it is.
It's just not going to happen.
So they're going to keep their boring, bad name commanders and just go forward and try to build the best they can around
the And the Guardians are going to stay the Guardians.
As bad as Commanders is, Guardians is worse. But that's a complete side issue.
I agree with
they're
you.
They're both terrible.
I agree with
Guardians
you.
Is worse
I don't
than
even
Commanders.
I know what a Guardian is. Like
they're guarding the lake, right?
Like some guardian on a bridge or something.
Like a gargoyle guardian.
I don't even know what it is.
You're right. It is terrible.
It's dumb.
At least I can kind of know what a commander is.
Yeah.
I don't really know. A guardian.
Both names stink.
What the frick is a guardian gargoyle? I don't even know what that is. All right.
I'm glad the Braves didn't have to weren't forced to change their name.
Braves, I have so much respect for them. They held strong.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they didn't change
their name. Steiner was so weak and he was so financially busto, he had to cave.
Yep.
If he had any financial wherewithal, he could have been like, you know what I loved about the Masters, whether you believe it or not, like it or not, the women's groups were offended, mm-hmm. which by the way, you're allowed to have like a male only club, but they didn't like it. So he said, okay, we won't take your advertising money. And for like 5 years, there was no advertising because they had the financial wherewithal.
All right. Didn't affect them.
Didn't affect them.
No.
Snyder
but Dan
Felton.
Was so bad, busto, such a bad businessman, so bad at everything in his life that he had to cave. What a pathetic human being.
You know what? If that was a different owner, if Harris was the owner the entire time and they came in and
said,
they might have been able to hold strong. It might have been.
If he had the financial wherewithal.
Correct.
Yeah. But Dan sucked so bad that he couldn't even stand on the one principle he said that would never change.
Said he would never change it.
Yeah. But he had to because he was a busto loser.
He said that 500 times. Yeah. We're not changing the name.
Didn't he say put it all in caps?
I think all caps.
He's the one we really should be upset
with. He sucked. He was so terrible. All right, Good riddance.
Here goes Sabah. Everyone's just wasting
Super Bowl.
This is just, you're wasting your hopes here, guys. I'm telling you. Sabah.
Hey there, guys. I can't believe you guys are just quitters. Oh, my God. It's
not quitters. I'm pragmatic. Yeah.
We're realistic.
I'm pragmatic.
No, it's not.
We're living in the real world, Sabah.
We're reading the room. How do you read the room? Let's hear Sabah's prediction.
I read the room to where when Snyder said, I'll never, ever change the name, but all caps, and I believed it, and then, boom, he changed it because of one guy, Fred Smith, who's no longer on this
earth. Why did he change it?
Because Fred Smith got mad at him because he didn't pay him the dividend.
Right. It didn't matter about Fred
Smith.
He pulled
the advertisement.
Right.
The advertisement.
It cost him tens of millions of dollars.
Natives. Not because of the natives, though.
I know.
Do the same thing.
I know. It's because of money. And it could happen again. Let's say Josh changed it. The political winds will change. There'll be some weird boycott with six people. And they'll impact the correct people. And then the right media organization for them will publish articles. They'll pressure them. Other advertisers will cave. And that'll be it.
Attitude. What's going to happen is, all the weak-minded need to get put away, okay? This is going to weather the storm, guys. This is like a marriage when you got to have kids, and they're vomiting, they're pooping, they're going to school, they're picking them up. And then eventually they grow up, they become 18, they get out of the house, and then you have your marriage back. This is what we're going to go through right now.
Oh, okay?
That's kind of a weird take, but okay.
This is what we're going through.
Okay.
All right? We're going through this stage. You guys got to get your gloves out. You got to fight until the end.
What do you make of the growing?
What can we do?
Sabah, what do you make of the growing growing sentiment of people, or the growing minority of people? It is growing, that don't care anymore, that are over it.
Okay, so if they don't care anymore, they're no threat. They don't care anymore. They're indifferent. Bye. See ya. When the name comes back to Redskins, we'll welcome them all, because, look, a lot of people are afraid to fail. So instead, they just say it's over. They quit. How many times have you guys predicted the Redskins going to beat a team that's heavily favored in a game? How many times have you had, oh, no, I can see it, we're going to win? Now, all of a sudden, we're 50-50 right now, guys. We're 50-50. And you're like, nope, it's over. It's over.
Right.
No,
all
it's
right.
not.
I don't think it's
50-50. We disagree. God bless you.
We're going to get our name back.
I hope you're right.
We're going
to win. I hope
Sabah,
you're right.
We got to run.
I hope you're
okay,
right.
Okay, thanks, guys.
I hope she's right. I hope he announces today that he's going to change it back.
Right.
It ain't happening, though.
You keep hoping that.
I literally hope that he does. It's not happening.
800-636-1067. Do you think yesterday moved the ball at all on bringing the name back? Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is our pal Rick Snyder. Hey, Rick.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Did Trump move the ball yesterday?
Oh, yeah. You know, this has always been a volatile situation with the team name. Throw him on, it's just gas, and here we go. So, you know, that, and then there's also something Trayvon White, you know, has been voted back in. That's another stadium vote there. So, man, it's all coming together again. But the Redskins name, I never thought they'd really have a chance of getting it back. But if Trump really leans into it, and you never know with him, but if he really leans into it, it's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's too risky for any owner, Rick. It's too risky. First of all, I don't think that Harris wants it. I think when he said for obvious reasons, you know, it's all up for interpretation. My interpretation was he actually thinks that it was correct to change the name. I think he's wrong, but whatever. It's too risky because in 3 years when the political winds change and there's new protests and there's new boycotts and the next advertiser says, you know what, I can't handle all these emails, I can't handle all these protests, we're not going to be able to advertise with you anymore, and they lose tens of millions, they're going to be in the same pickle. So it's just, it's too toxic. As much as I'm disappointed, it's too toxic for an owner. It's fiscally irresponsible to change it back.
But this owner, if he wants, can use Trump as the shield and go, hey, you know.
He doesn't want to.
I wasn't. Well, maybe he does. But you know what? There's a lot of money at play here on a lot of levels. You know, not just, you know, think about all the, I don't even want to say the merchandise, because that's so small comparatively. But this stadium is really on the edge.
They'll go to Maryland. If he pulled it, they'll go to Maryland.
Yeah, they have backup plans.
There's not nearly the money in Maryland that there is in D.C. It's not even close.
First of all, I don't think he's going to pull it.
No, I don't think either. I mean, the council did what they said they did. They're not going to vote for it in time, and we'll get back to it.
Yeah, where does it stand? Where does it stand right now? Because sometimes I read all these things, and it just all blends together for me. I don't know if I'm a terrible reader. Like, where does it stand?
It's just where it's been for weeks, which is the council is getting ready to break, and they don't want to push a $6 billion deal of everything through the door without vetting it out. And I don't blame them there. There's a lot of money. They try to jam it. This is the fault of so many different people, including Congress, that delayed things so long. Now you're suddenly saying, here's a $6 billion deal, sign right here. Wait a minute, can I look at this first? No, not really. Go ahead and sign the deal. Well, yeah, I don't blame the council for blinking for a second and, you know, saying we're going to need it. And it doesn't matter that they wait another 6 weeks or 2 months for 2030, please. That's just nonsense. So, you know, if we lose the World Cup of 2030, whatever, and there's always something else coming. This is a great project for D.C. You can't let it slip away. Maryland doesn't really have it, and I'm not even going to talk about Virginia after the debacle at the arena. So this is the best place for it. There's so much money here. If this president really wants to do it, and, you know, we hear him say things all the time, it never happened. But if he really got up to it, you know, LBJ wanted the stadium RFK named after him years ago and really put some pressure on him. They did a political backstabbing and made it RFK instead. You know, so this kind of stuff is not new. But right now, it's just sitting in limbo like it always has.
How could the federal government get the land back from the District of Columbia?
Oh, you know, it's executive orders, man. They write those things all the time. It's still the federal government's land. They didn't give it to D.C. They just extended the lease. Well, they can revoke a lease. All these things that go on, they can do this in a heartbeat.
So if that were to happen, say it doesn't happen at RFK, they have to build the stadium elsewhere. What's going to happen to that area? I mean, it's already a blight on D.C. right now, and there's nobody else riding to the rescue with $2.75 billion
no.
like Josh Harris is.
There isn't, but they could redevelop that. Why couldn't they?
It just wouldn't cost as much.
They haven't done anything with it for years.
Right, but that can't stay that way forever.
Yeah, the last thing they really built there was RFK.
Right.
You know, it's been, you know, there's stuff that area is picking up some, but this is the fire on the engine of rebuilding, just like Navy Yard was, just like Penn Quarter was.
Right, right.
You know, they know that.
No, for sure
that
would spur it.
Hey,
no
Rick,
doubt.
Is there a possible David Blitzer factor? So David Blitzer is Harris's partner in the ownership group and all of the sports and entertainment stuff, and he holds a minority stake in the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, too. I don't know much about the Cleveland Guardians, except it stinks as a name, too.
We're not
going to
change that one either, and that one sucks.
Huh. Yeah, well,
we're stuck with it.
I don't know if anybody cares.
Well, what can Trump do with the Cleveland Guardians?
Well, it's the same thing as with, that's true, because they don't have
Well, what can he do? He can't do anything.
Yeah, that's a different way. You can always throw measures of things and make people uncomfortable.
He's just trying to make people uncomfortable and pressure.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know that this president likes to say a lot of things. But if he really goes for it, I don't know. It's probably a passing thought. But he's trying to just put his imprint on this. Everybody wants to pressure the council into doing this quick deal. The council is right to say, wait a minute, take a breath. And if you have to wait a few weeks, it doesn't matter on all this. It's just political posturing. The Trayvon White being reelected to the council, that's an extra vote now suddenly at play. And I don't know where he is on it. And I don't know if the council.
Give me the background. Give our listeners that don't follow the council that closely the background on Trayvon White. That's a guy that was arrested or whatever, that's looking at the jail time or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was charged with bribery, kickbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And his trial goes to trial in January. The council said, hey, you're out. You're off the council. They went back to a special election. He won again, you know, barely, but he won 29% of the vote, was the winner.
Right.
So he's back. Now the council can knock him off again, which they probably are not going to do. But then January, if he loses his trial, of course, he goes to jail and then he's off council. Hey, we've seen Marion Barry play these games, too, you know, on this. So. But right now he has a vote, you know, if they do let him come back to the council, and every vote counts on this thing.
And nobody knows where he stood on it before.
I mean, he's been out of that realm for what's it been, you know, they've expelled him a while ago, I think in February. So he's never been around to talk about any of that.
Well, he's obviously not averse to a handshake.
I know his vote's up for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
I do know.
You know
his vote is available.
So, you know, the highest bidder he'll get, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the vote plays into it too. You know, I mean, they're going to vote. It's going to be a 7-6 vote or something like that. And just when everybody lines up and gets whatever it is they need. This is too much money to just simply give your vote away. You'll want something for your district or any of that kind of stuff. That's politics in Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. See, I'm sure you're talking about this all day, right?
Pretty much.
Well, that and Terry McLaurin.
That and McLaurin.
Wait, and what's your take on the McLaurin thing?
Yeah, training camp starts Wednesday, so yep. Terry will be there. I would expect him to sign today or tomorrow.
You actually do? You don't think that they're going to hold? I was thinking about this as I was driving in. They could just say, you know what? We're just not going to give this guy the money, and we're just going to make him play his contract, and we're going to franchise him. What's to stop them from doing that? Put sentiment from the fans? It doesn't seem to have moved them yet.
You could do that, but financially, I think that'd be the wrong thing to franchise him. Because then you'd be 31, you know, if you're afraid of big money. But this team has now got a little more pressure on it to win again now after going to an NFC championship. So they'll probably bump up a little bit, you know. And there's the years as part of something. Maybe you give them more on the front end and three-year deal instead of a four. But, you know, Terry would like to be here. I know he had the conference last week. But they'll work this out, you know. And Terry will be on the field.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I'm going to hold you to that one.
I like the confidence.
I'll hold you to that one.
He thinks it's going to happen next 48 hours.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it. Put your balls on the line there, Ricky.
They'll give you something to do. All right. Camp starts Wednesday. Get ready.
All right. I need to win my money back from handing EB $20 for Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, I still
got
to pay
I've got
him.
The money on the July 30th date.
Man, my Venmo
on the calendar.
My Venmo account is just felted.
By the way, I beat my grandson 7 straight hands at Uno, so I'm ready for the poker tournament.
Let's go. Let's go, Rick. Cakes hey, Classic is Cakes early August. Come on
there
out.
There you go. Right. Every month he's got one.
Yep. You're always welcome.
All right. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you.
Get your dead money in there, Rick.
That sounds like an empty promise to me.
It's all good.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. A little bit later in the show, Jason Sobel's going to join us, CBS Sports HQ golf analyst. He'll jump on at 720. And Nikki Javala from the Washington Post, who covers the Commanders, she'll join us at 8. Don't go anywhere.